Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So let's get to the issues of the day, the events of the day here on the DJV program. Jennifer Warren is here to sing and dance her way into your heart, along with Victoria Keelan, who sings and dances very well. But she may, Victoria might get outdone by Jay. Jay Kirshner is a singer and a dancer, actress of note. So we have all these people together ready to go through things that are good. Let's start with good. The number of admissions has gone down for the first time in 3 months. I said that, I think, kind of yesterday. This is the official
hospital
report.
Admissions. Hospital admissions. It sounded like college for a second.
Well, yeah. It did. Those admissions are down a bit this year, too, because of COVID, as a matter of fact. So, as I said yesterday, I think the news this week, the focus is on the numbers peaking and then going down. The seven-day average of new daily admissions fell 2.4% from the week before. So, all right. So that doesn't mean the pandemic or the problem is behind us. It just means that things are better. Now, what does that mean? I was looking at a couple of things. The situation, you saw the study of, this is pretty much the largest study of masks yet, 340,000 people. The study offers some of the strongest real-world evidence yet that the mask can help communities slow down the virus. Doesn't eliminate it, but it's pretty solid data. And I think it just speaks to whether it speaks to whether you're going to change your mind or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But I think it's an interesting tool in the toolbox of information. Ladies, what do you think?
Well, I think it's good to have some concrete evidence, right? Because so many people are like, oh, the masks don't work. And, you know, how many people were in the study? 300,000 or something?
340,000.
Yeah, I mean,
I think having real science is good, because what I think happens is that people get frustrated and want to write everything off when they hear stuff like, well, we have to do this with the mask, we have to do that with the mask, or we change this, but this is okay. I mean, just the arbitrary stuff that we've seen from a lot of our elected leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, maybe I'm just burnt because I live in California. We have, like, no science behind a lot of the decisions that were made. So I think any bit of, like, official evidence is going to help people believe it, because it's not going to feel like it's being politicized.
So is Fauci saying that COVID, or a new variant called Mu?
Is it Mu or Mu?
I know. It's I don't know, but that's been on your farm forever, hasn't
Mu.
It?
You've been Yes. Anyway, Fauci says it's not an immediate threat. So what is that?
I wish he wouldn't say stuff like that. Because
I wish he'd just go away.
These are the things that are going to come back and get him, you know, because eventually Moo is going to be mooing all over us, and then people are going to be like, Fauci said that it wasn't a threat. And then, I mean, it's just going to add to more. I mean, he should, by now, don't you think he should know better than to say something like that?
I mean,
he's going to get killed for it.
He will, yeah. I mean, I get what he's saying, and I hope that not every variant has become the Delta. And I think he's saying, like, obviously they're keeping a close eye on it, but right now it's really mostly in South America. And it's 39% of cases in Colombia, 13% in Ecuador, but it's really nothing here because Delta is 99% dominant. And you're right, Jen, that could totally come back, you know, and I hope it doesn't, and not because of him, just because I don't want any more variants that we're going to have to deal with, like Delta. But, you know, Lambda so far, I haven't heard much about Lambda, right? Like, it hit Texas a little bit, and then...
California a little.
Like, yeah, and then a little bit.
In Texas this week, first week of school in Texas.
Yeah.
And the school.
The thing is that no one knows. You know, if you're sick, you're sick. You don't know what, you know, you don't know the variant. We just assume that what people are getting right now is the Delta variant. I was talking with my cousin who got COVID. She and her whole family got it like in April, I think, when really in California, we were kind of coming out of the woods, right? There was not a lot of COVID going around, but she ended up getting it. And she's like, I don't know if I have the Delta variant or if it was the one from before, like the Alpha variant. She's like, I don't know what I've got. So,
right.
Not that it really matters. I mean, but, you know.
This is something that I just don't understand this. And I'll say it from the point of view of someone who's pretty much anti-government. I'm not for government the way that it runs. So here's this school district, as I mentioned. They've closed. They were open for the first time last week, this week, or for next week, because this just happened yesterday. Two teachers died of COVID. There was one 41-year-old lady and a sixth grade teacher, and then a 59-year-old man, seventh grade teacher, neither of them were vaccinated. The question is, were they or weren't they? And it looks like they weren't. So under the circumstances, just hear me out for a sec, those of you who are going to start throwing things at the radio. It just seems to me, even though I'm not a mandate person, I don't like it, but I just think in the interest of common decency and the public good and necessity, that it doesn't hurt to wear a face covering. So you can say, I don't want somebody to tell me to do it. Okay. We're not going to tell you to do it. If somebody creatively said, yep, we're not going to tell you, we just think that this is the way to look at it and stop with all the BSing that comes, frankly, from a lot of people who are ignoramuses on the radio and television as well, that this is something, oh, we have our freedoms. Yeah, you do. You're right. Agree with you 100%. I have the freedom to wear or not to wear, to choose or not to choose, but I've chosen because I just think it makes good sense to do it. There's no real proof, if you even believe in proof, that the vaccines are going to hurt you. They may have done some damage to youngsters because the formula is not quite right, and they ought not to be using this on youngsters. I'm talking about adults now. And whether an adult I consider to be, let's say, you're almost an adult when you're a senior in high school. So maybe there's that. I don't like seeing children wearing masks in school, but I think it's a way to protect their families and other people who are around. That's just my read on it. And so when you get down to the nitty-gritty about whether I have to do it or I don't have to do it, I think that that's counterproductive, you know, saying you must, because people rebel against it. That's the natural way. That's the human nature of us. To not want to be told
what
to do.
Well, it's a rebel, but it's also what comes next. You know, it's like the thing that bothers.
Well, we take it one step at a time, Jennifer. That's
right, but I think I know. I think that, but you know how things are in government. It's a slippery slope. Look, there is not one time that I haven't worn a mask in a place that tells me that I should wear a mask. And by the way, I wear a mask indoors pretty happily because I think it's helping me and it's helping other people around me, right? I mean, it's not, do I like it? No. Do I complain about it? Yes. Do I think, oh God, I have to put a mask on, I'm over it. But I do it because I think it's the right thing to do. But what disturbs me about having the government involved is, you know, then what? I mean, when we start giving up some of our freedoms, I think what the government's job is to do is not mandate what we put on ourselves or in ourselves, but make the case as to why we should do it. And let businesses decide as well. I mean, the reason that I think so many of us wear a mask is because we respect if we're going to CVS, CVS has asked us to do that. Or name the store, Target has asked us to do that. And so we do it. Now, I know there's a lot of people who rebel against that, and those people are probably idiots. I mean, why choose your battle going out, you know,
Right, that's pretty
getting
much
thrown out of a target. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people, just from a really sane perspective, there are just a lot of people who think, okay, the government is going to, and a lot of this happens to
you're
be minority groups who don't just,
on that.
Yeah, who don't trust the government to begin
it.
With. Right.
Think about it. Trust your guy. All right, so here's the story. Remember the this whole business of, I've never pronounced his name right, Ahmaud Arbery, is that how you pronounce it?
Ahmaud Arbery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This guy was shot,
this guy was hunted. This was the story a couple of years ago. This guy was a black guy. He was running. He was out for a jog. Yeah. He was on camera stopping at what looked like a construction site looking for a hose or something like that for water because it was apparently very hot. Didn't find anything, continued on his run, was literally hunted down by three white guys in a pickup truck. The one guy filmed it, which was, I don't know if it was a trophy or what they were doing, but he filmed it and was laying down in the bed of the truck. And so the story is that, and then nothing happened. So these guys, we knew that they killed him, and they somehow were shielded. But yeah, but it took 2 months, and they were living in the community. Everyone knew who they were, and so now it turns out that they had been shielded by the ex prosecutor, Jackie Johnson, and she's now been indicted by a grand jury on charges of violating her oath as a public officer, obstructing and hindering a law enforcement officer. She's also accused of helping these men. This was such a bizarre.
Friends? Do we know what like the relationship was between them?
I think it was a father-son duo plus a third guy, right? And I think the father had been a retired cop, and I think there was some sort of connection between them. They knew each other, or I'm not sure what exactly it was or why she would throw her entire career away to protect these guys, but that is what she did. And then eventually these guys were, the guy who was filming it was the one who, I guess he tried to get ahead of it when he realized that this story went viral and national. And then he's the one who went into the cops and confessed, you know, what had happened. But I don't know. This was the most bizarre story. We knew that he was unarmed. Ahmaud Arbery was unarmed. He was on a jog and was literally hunted down. And I don't know why this woman would do that, but I'm glad that she's finally being brought to justice because that was just an insane thing for her to do. Yeah.
18 after the hour.
Get off the debt trip.
Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to TalentNest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Boost Our Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hour now on the DJV Friday program. Yep, it is the 10th of September, day before September 11th, obviously. And therefore, Jennifer, we are one-third of the way through the month of September.
Thank you, Debbie.
All right, so somebody, Richie, you can dispense with the music now. We'll probably be able to talk and sing and dance at the same time. A little technical fubble-ubble, and now we're I think Jay is raring to go. Victoria is. Jennifer is. So trending time here. This business with Eric Church and Chris Stapleton, the nominations for the CMA Awards. So is this just something that appeals to people who like country music, Jennifer and Jay?
I think Chris Stapleton and Eric Church, especially maybe Chris Stapleton, are crossover artists who appeal to people who like rock and roll, like different genres of music. And the reason that we're talking about them is because they lead the nominations list for the 2021 CMA Awards. Church was the Entertainer of the Year last year, which is tough to do during a pandemic, so that's how good he was. And then Stapleton is up for 5 awards. The two of them are tied. Entertainer, Male Vocalist, Album, Single, and Song of the Year. And then Gabby Barrett is right behind. She's up for New Artist, Female Vocalist, Single, and Song of the Year. And that's for her hit, The Good Ones. So that would make... Oh, there's Jay.
Hi. Yeah, that, Gabby Barrett's another one who's crossover, too. So she, Miranda Lambert, definitely going to be a good one. But also, Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert are two of the ones in the Entertainer of the Year category, along with Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, Eric Church. But if Carrie or Miranda win, this is the first time a woman is taking home that award in 10 years. The last one who did it was Taylor Swift in 2011.
What happened to Dolly Parton? Has she ever had it? She must have won it.
Yeah, she's had it.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, she's had it a couple times.
Only
fair. I believe, if not at least once.
Okay, next up on the hit parade.
Back to CMA Awards. Another big thing is that Morgan Wallen is back. He was originally barred from the ACM Awards. He had that whole, you know, the racial slur issue, all of that stuff. So this is one of his big first ones that he's back for. and it is the album of the year.
Can you say a racial slur 100 times quickly?
No.
Racial slur, no. All right, Jennifer Love Hewitt's got a new baby. I always have liked her a lot. She's just one of those people that seem always warm and bubbly, and so she had a third baby. Who's Brian Hallisay? Is he somebody that's in the business, or is he just...
Yeah, he was her husband in... do you remember when she did that mini-series, and then it turned into a series called The Client List? It was kind of the, you know, Yankee the Wanky kind of massage parlor stuff. It was all a true story. And so he played the opposite lead, and then they fell in love and had three babies now.
And that's sweet. Okay.
Which is good for her. She's really sweet, and she's had a lot of bad luck in love, so I'm really happy that this worked.
Autumn is 7. Atticus is 5. And what do we don't have a name for the new
Aiden.
Baby, right?
Aiden James. Aiden. Yep.
All right, so we have Shailene Woodley taking a bath, or not.
No one knows. She posted a very abstract, captionless, black and white photo of baby feet on her Instagram story. So the internet is kind of like, is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? What is this? What is happening? She had that Kentucky Derby photo where somebody had it was a group photo and somebody had their hand on her stomach. So it's kind of like, that's when some rumors started going around of like, wait, is she pregnant? So nobody knows. Did she have a baby? Is this just a random baby she saw because baby feet are cute? Who knows? Yes.
Did she really say wait? Who said wait? I always love it when you and Victoria say, wait a minute, what? Wait, huh? What? Who? But wait, that sounds like the commercial right on television. But wait, there's more. And there is. As we continue on the DJV program, it's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The all-new 2022 Mazda MX-30 EV is the first step towards the brand's commitment to electrification. The MX-30 has available new iActive Sense safety features that include blind spot assist and front cross traffic alert. MSRP for the 2022 Mazda MX-30 EV will start at $33,470 in California this fall. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, sleep better.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
President Biden is mandating all federal employees, federal contractors, and American businesses with over 100 employees be vaccinated.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power, just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
President Biden at the start of his term. Republican lawmakers have promised lawsuits will follow, stating the president has way overstepped his authority to the American people. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday sued Texas, seeking to block enforcement of the heartbeat abortion law.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under longstanding Supreme Court precedent.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan after the fall of the Afghan government is described by Lieutenant Colonel Braden Coleman on Fox News.
I guess the best way to describe it is apocalyptic. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. We came down there. The thunderstorms had moved in that night, so it was raining on final. It was hard to pick up the runway. We finally did, but at the last minute, we had to go around. We came back around. We blacked out over Kabul, and we look over to the side, and it's, you know, boom, 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 ADA or AAA. It's anti-aircraft artillery that was going off. We had to turn early to come in. They had to line up a truck on the runway so we could land. We finally landed, and we got on the ground. And we were over on the civilian side, which had previously been pretty much controlled by the Taliban. And it was a different place. I had been to Kabul many times before, and it certainly didn't look the same on that final night. There was a lot more to it as far as when we taxied away to take off. You look over to the side, and there's these planes. And the best way to describe it, it's like a skeleton of a fish where the cockpit was intact. But then you see this row of seats, but the thing had been burned down. Broken wheels, the doors were open on all these airplanes. I was Jet 2, actually, it was Moose 9-2, and we took out and got out of there, and then all five of us got off the deck safely, thank goodness.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour on the Friday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. There are a lot of things about today and tomorrow that we should talk about. Today is Stand Up to Cancer Day, and basically a day that was created out of goodwill to join the fight against cancer everywhere, spreading awareness. Is there anybody in your life, I would ask that of Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, who has had a problem that has either overcome it or hasn't overcome it in terms of cancer? I think pretty much everybody,
sure.
The reason I'm asking is I think everybody knows somebody who's had cancer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it is one of those things, and you wonder why there's so much of it. And then you think about, well, is it what we eat? Is it what we breathe? Is it our what we were born with and our genes? And there's a bunch of all of that stuff, basically. But it's also a big business. And I'm one of those people who's convinced, not in a conspiratorial way, but I really think that a lot more could be done than is being done. But there's so much money made in treating cancer that there are a lot of people who fight against trying to fix it. So anyway, eating right, taking care of yourself, some things you can't help, and that's what you're exposed to in certain circumstances. And I think that's one of the real problems. And the more pollutants we have in the air, the more there is of this problem. So just something to be aware of. Also, World Suicide Prevention Day. Every year on September 10th, 40 seconds. It's hard to imagine. Somebody takes their own life. 40 every 40 seconds. 800,000 people every year around the world are committing suicide. And there's so many the farmers that are committing suicide in our country this year and last year. Soldiers who come back and they don't have anything to come back to. That sort of thing. We all hear those stories. Something to think about. Speaking of soldiers, I think a good deal of our time here in this half hour ought to be devoted to September 11th. It is the 20th observance, if you will, of what happened. We all remember what we were doing, where we were, how it affected us. And each year since then, I have thought it was important to spend a lot of time on the air on it. Not to relive it, but to think about what we've learned, where we are. Is life better or worse? Situation in the world better or worse? But I think we start the discussion by listening to what is basically an overview of the time in America going back to September 11th, 2001. It's sobering. So I thought this overview would make a great setup. So let's listen.
Every day we lived our normal lives. Then one day we woke up and nothing was normal. Slowly we eased back into normal. A new normal as our nation stood together as one. Today, 20 years into our new normal, forget the people we lost on September 11, 2001. 20 years later, never forget.
All right, so we had another, today's not our day for technology. Anyway, I think that the point that we found in when we all listened to this off the air, the things that were obvious, the things that weren't so obvious, and then so the individual pieces of this, there was a lot of attention obviously paid to what happened in New York and the two trade center buildings. But I've always thought that there were the four instances that happened pretty much concurrently that day, the least amount of attention was paid to what happened at the Pentagon. And it was, they were all serious. And then there was that, the plane that landed in Pennsylvania. And we sort of had an ear witness account of that, which we're going to get to in a matter of moments here. It's 39 past the hour on the DJV program.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date. She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so you won't believe this. I mean, I sure couldn't. The deals at Kohl's right now, they're epic. I got the cutest fall tops from Sonoma Goods for Life for $10.99. $19.99 sneakers I can wear everywhere. And I picked up a Keurig coffee maker for less than $100. Amazing, right? I even got some Kohl's cash. So ready to break out all the layers and pumpkin spice everything. It's fall, y'all. Select styles. Sale ends September 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
42 after the hour on the DJV Friday program, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug, the trauma that took place 20 years ago tomorrow and what happened immediately and then what's happened since then. Are we in a better place? Some people would say yes. Some people would say no. The world is, I think, a much messier place now than it was after that. And it was messy then. And I guess when I think back on it, for my 7 decades, the world has always been kind of a messy place. And so I wonder, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, what, in terms of, am I using the right word, the right adjective? Is it messy? Do we just, that's sort of the human condition. We live in a messy world and we make messes out of it.
It definitely feels more divided than it's ever been, at least in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. That was, I think, when we look back at 9/11, one of the silver linings that came out of it is the feelings in the days after 9/11, where we remembered that despite our political differences, that we were all part of the American team. And that's what I really miss right now. I think everybody is so far in their own respective corners that no one kind of even wants to venture out and meet people kind of in the middle and remember that we should be fighting for the good of the country rather than just the good of a political party.
Absolutely. I think the eerie stuff for me, because I remember seeing all of this stuff as it was happening, watching it on television while I was on the air, the second plane as it careens toward the building. There's pictures, there's video of it, and you can tell by looking. I mean, I could tell by what kind of an airplane it was. That's how close
Everybody was watching. Remember, it was first reported as that small plane that had just flown in accidentally. No one knew exactly what was going on. And then by the time the second plane hit, it was clear what was going on. And those words would ring out that the U.S. was under attack and using our own airplane strength against us.
Yeah. You look at the approaches. So the legacy, I guess that was the word I was looking for as much as anything else. What we have done, we've accomplished great things, have we? Or I think we did after, in the 2 or 3, maybe 4 years after that. I'm going to bring Mike McVeigh in now to the conversation, who is a radio guy. He was on the air. In fact, he's associated with this program in any number of ways. But you have some memories that are related to the Pennsylvania. You know, I was talking earlier about we all pay so much attention to what happened in New York. But what else, we think about Washington. And actually, Rich McFadden is in the studio in Washington. Rich, I wouldn't mind you taking part in this a little bit, because I'm sure you remember what we were doing on the air. You were at the controls in the studio. on that day. And what we were listening to, what we were watching, and you were blocks away from the Pentagon when that plane hit. And then there was the field in Pennsylvania, and Mike McVeigh, who is a Pennsylvanian by birth, and I think you were on the air at that time too, Mike, weren't you? Wasn't it?
No, wasn't. I wasn't on the air, but I ended up being in kind of a central control. I was consulting one of the, you know, great big companies back in those days when that happened, and very quickly, from a hotel room where I was, we set up a command center. But I'll tell you what, every one of us have a family member that is, you know, a delightful, lovable person who exaggerates every story. Mm-hmm. And in my life, that's my sister. And I have to tell you that I felt so bad literally two nights ago when I was watching one of the many specials about 9/11 remembering. And it sent me into Google to look up some history. And what I'm telling you is that the day that it happened, because I was in this control center, and because in those days I traveled Monday through Friday 48 weeks a year, anytime there was a plane crash, I always called my mother and my sister. My sister lived with my mother at that time, taking care of her. And I would always call and tell them I'm safe, because they both worried. And when I called my sister, the plane in Shanksville had not yet crashed, and she was telling me that a huge airplane had just flown over the house, and that it rattled the windows and shook the whole house, and she was afraid. And I remember saying to her and thinking, you're fine, it's nothing, they have fighter jets everywhere, they're looking for these people. And last night, I Googled, or two nights ago, I Googled the final flight of United 93. And in there is the story of this plane flying over my little town, Youngwood, Pennsylvania, in Westmoreland County, and how there was a Piper Cub pilot who was flying over our little town then. And air traffic control called this person and asked him if they could see the airplane. And the pilot described the plane, said he saw United. He was only about 3 football fields away from it. And they had him watch the plane for a short period of time. And then, as he said, he figured there was a hijacking in progress because they were seeing this happen. But they didn't know anything at that point. You know, they weren't aware of the other planes that had gone into the towers or into the Pentagon. And at that moment, that air traffic control told him to get down immediately in nearby Latrobe, PA, another tiny town with a small airport. And so in reading that story, I reached out to my sister then and said, wow, I just read it and I know it's true. And so today, 20 years later, she's still traumatized by that and talks about how scary it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, perhaps it's my human nature. Yeah, my human nature that I just felt crazy about it.
Mm. And the feelings that run so strong in all of us. Good feelings because of America uniting, bad feelings because of what happened and the fact that we were vulnerable to it. Things that we will be thinking about, I'm sure, all weekend long and perhaps longer. Mike McVeigh, thank you for that. That's a very compelling story that I never heard before, frankly. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's time for us to review the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. Thanks to the research done by Victoria Keelan, and she lends her fabulous voice to these stories as well in her mind. So we're all queued up here from number 5 to number 1. Number 5 finds us focusing on Kim Kardashian. Why?
Yeah, I know, right? You don't normally expect to hear Kim Kardashian's name in a tech report. However, she was definitely the target this week of some criticism for promoting an untested cryptocurrency on Instagram. And this is according to the head of the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA. Charles Randall said Ms. Kardashian has asked her 250 million followers to speculate on crypto tokens by promoting an advertisement for Ethereum Max. He called it a speculative digital token, which was created a month before by unknown developers. And he then accused Kim Kardashian and other influencers of fueling the delusions of quick riches. So she has not taken down the ad. This is something that, you know, it's been international criticism. And but the FCA essentially said that they don't know necessarily that it's a scam that she's promoting, but it's just the idea of promoting crypto on Instagram to 250 million people. That's kind of where they step in and have issues with it. She's gotten criticism on this side of the pond as well, but at this point we're also used to influencers peddling things that if someone wants to buy into Ethereum Max because Kim Kardashian tells you to, okay, I guess buyer beware, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Take your hands out of your pocket. Number 4 is a focus on General Motors and what's happened to their production lines.
This was a pretty crushing blow to GM this week. So General Motors, which is the parent company of Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, and Buick, said that they are temporarily halting production at 6 of their North American factories as a result of the global chip shortage that we've been talking about so much. So the U.S.-based plants that will be affected, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Wentzville, Missouri, Spring Hill, Tennessee, and Lansing, Michigan, 4 other factories in Mexico and Canada will also go dark for several weeks as GM tries to shore up its supply. supply of chips. In the halt of this production, this will affect GM's most profitable vehicles, which is also a problem. This is going to the Chevy Silverado, the Cheyenne, the Traverse, the Equinox, and Express, GMC's Acadia, Sierra, Savannah, Terrain, and Canyon, and then the Buick Enclave and the Cadillac XT5 and 6. So these are all the highest end that GMC makes, or that GM makes. So this is a big problem for them, and hopefully they'll be able to get back online soon.
Number three, as we head toward number one on the countdown of the top topics from the world of technology this week, is a focus on the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, so this affects a lot of renters out there. The FCC wants to learn whether deals between landlords and internet service providers raises prices for apartment dwellers. And this is part of the Biden administration's push on increasing competition in the economy. Despite cities having more competition among broadband providers, those in apartment buildings, and I am in one of them as well, that can be stuck with one provider because of the arrangements that the landlord makes. They also get a kickback from these deals. So if you move into a building and they say you don't have a choice of internet service provider, it's only Verizon like it is where I live, or it's only Comcast or only whatever, you can pretty much assume that the landlord probably has a deal in place to get some revenue shares. Yeah. So that's not a good thing, but I think it's a good thing that FCC's work is looking into it.
Yep. Number two, there's a new study about the misinformation that comes from those blackguards at Facebook.
Yep, so a new peer-reviewed study this week will show that misinformation got six times as much more engagement on Facebook as actual real news. So the study looked at posts from Facebook pages of more than 2,500 news publishers between August 20th and January of 2021. Now, the interesting thing is they found that everything that's fake news gets a lot more play, right? A lot more engagement, many, 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 many more shares, things like that. But the problem, though, is that Facebook knew this and decided to skip that quarter's results, and in their quote-unquote transparency report, they decided to go to the second quarter of this year, and the number one story was about a cat. So Facebook's still not transparent.
Number one, Apple and their announcement.
Yep, so everybody twice a year looks to Apple to see what the new bells and whistles will be in new products. And this time for the fall, the new and the biggest new announcement, the big event, will be September 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to get probably a new iPhone 13, which is highly anticipated, better camera, better specs. And we're also probably going to get an Apple Watch Series 7. And so that event will be live streamed. Everyone will be able to watch it in real time.
All right, there it is. Top technology stories of the week, courtesy of the DJV folks at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.